The After House by Mary Roberts Rinehart. A hodgepodge of characters, motives, passions, all working together toward that terrible night of August 12th, 1911, when hell seemed loose on a painted sea. Chapter 1. I Plan a Voyage. By the bequest of an elder brother, I was left enough money to see me through a small college in Ohio, and to secure me 4 years in a medical school in the East. Why I chose medicine I hardly know. Possibly the career of a surgeon attracted the adventurous element in me. Perhaps, coming of a family of doctors, I merely followed the line of least resistance. It may be, indirectly but inevitably, that I might be on the yacht Ella, on that terrible night of August 12th, more than a year ago. I got through somehow. I played quarterback on the football team and made some money coaching. In summer I did whatever came to hand, from chartering a sailboat at a summer resort and taking passengers, at so much a head, to checking up cucumbers in Indiana for a western pickle house. I was practically alone. Commencement left me with a diploma, a new dress suit, an out-of-date medical library, a box of surgical instruments of the same date as the books, and an incipient case of typhoid fever. I was 24, 6 feet tall and 40 inches around the chest. Also, I had lived clean and worked and played hard. I got over the fever finally, pretty much all bone and appetite, but alive. Thanks to the college, my hospital care had cost nothing. It was a good thing. I had just 7...